Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
A number of new initiatives to support the nighttime economy have been announced this afternoon. Among them are late night events, a pilot programme to extend and diversify late night time activity in art centres, and a new scheme to provide funding to nightclubs and late night venues to help reduce noise late at night. The overall fund for sound reduction is worth €2 million and was announced by Catherine Martin, Minister for Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht, Sport and Media. Well, Sunil Sharp is spokesperson for Give Us the Night campaign, and he spoke at the launch today and joins us now. You're very welcome, Sunil, to the programme this evening. Can you give us an idea of, first of all, the sound reduction scheme? As I said, funding of €2 million announced for that. Exactly what will that funding go towards and how will it work?
Yeah, well, thanks, Sarah. I mean, first of all, it's a progressive, forward-thinking measure that we definitely think will safeguard the future of nighttime venues in Ireland. Maybe not all, but it'll be equally important as well to help alleviate neighbour disputes. I mean, it's no secret that nighttime venues have issues with residents, and those issues are only going to intensify and become more regular as our cities and town centres become more built up. That's unfortunately a fact of life within the nighttime industry. I think one thing that needs to be pointed out here is the governments are putting 70% into the total amount of cost for each venue. So 30% will have to be put in by the venue. And I think that's a great incentive for venues who are serious to cover some of the money, and then with the lion's share being provided by the government. And I think that way it's going to make its way around to more venues. So it's a really smart scheme, and I think it's going to impact very positively on all of these venues, the industry and residents who live close to those venues.
So effectively it would allow some of those venues to put in soundproofing to allow them to play later into the night, is it, to have noise reduction measures?
Yeah, so to give you a background, I mean, a lot of the venues that are currently being used at night are repurposed buildings, and trying to retrofit soundproofing in these types of spaces is prohibitively expensive, particularly in the financial situation that we're in now, and the environment for nightlife that's really suffering at the moment. I mean, even festival season really impacted on local grassroots venues. So, you know, there's a lot that venues would like to do, but being able to afford to do that isn't always possible. So to have this scheme, and, you know, there's not many schemes like that exist. There was a particular scheme over in Berlin that we took a lot of inspiration from that was launched by the Berlin Club Commission, and we requested and we asked that the department look further into this, and they studied that scheme. They designed a scheme that would work very much for Irish venues. They spoke to acoustic experts, and I think this is a really progressive, forward-thinking scheme, as I said, that I think will in most cases help to remove the issues or disputes that might be bubbling over. I think as well there needs to be good communication with local authorities as well, to identify the real problem venues, and to maybe in some cases create that dialogue between the departments, local authorities and those venues and residents to try to identify, you know, what are the main issues in our local town and city? What venue is creating that kind of noise impact on local residents? Where do we need to prioritise as well? But there'll be venues of all shapes and sizes that will be able to benefit from this. And I hope there'll be a lot of applications for it.
There's also been €800,000 in funding allocated to support art centres and cultural spaces to allow them to open later and indeed to diversify their offering. You know, the idea of maybe an arts exhibition opening late at night rather than during the day.
Yeah, I mean, I think any type of additional cultural activity or events happening at night is good news for us. I mean, we've lost a lot of, even if we're just to talk about the dance scene or the nightclub scene, I mean, we've lost over 400 nightclubs in the last 20 years. There's not many new venues opening, so we need to make the most out of our existing infrastructure. That's not to say that these venues are going to turn into glorified nightclubs. They're not. But I think to have more opportunity there for local arts and creative practitioners and communities to be able to play in their local venue a little bit more, and for these venues as well to stretch out the meaning of what a community venue can be, because quite often communities don't get access to these spaces as much as they could and should. And we're already seeing instances of local promoters and venues reaching out to their, because a local venue can also partner with a local art centre on this, as can local collectives and promoters. So it's, there's lots of interesting collaborations that can develop from this. And that's exactly what we want to do. We want to bring communities and venues closer together. And I think that will help to bring it to that stage.
Just finally then, Sunil, this whole scheme is being launched ahead of the proposed reform of the alcohol licensing laws. What would you like to see there?
Well, I mean, one of the first ones is, I know there's a big focus sometimes on closing times and 5, 6am licensing costs. Licensing costs need to go for late night venues particularly. We shouldn't be paying these, you know, excessive licensing costs per night. There needs to be a yearly permit, or we would prefer a yearly license priced at a nominal fee that venues pay per year, and then they're just allowed to get on with it. This idea of pulling this money per night from each venue is just unsustainable.
Why?
Well, imagine being a venue that had to pay €220 a night just for the pleasure of being able to open your doors. You know, that's a, you know, it should be €220 a year, or €500 a year maximum. You know, up until not so long ago, it was €410 per night, which was one of the big killers.
I'd have thought you'd get that back in revenue very quickly with the sale of alcohol.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, I think any nighttime operator will tell you that the demands for nightlife and going out dancing, certainly in the back of a cost of living crisis, is not what it was pre-COVID. I mean, younger people are not drinking as much as they used to as well. And I suppose the nighttime industry needs to think about that. What's tending to happen is that venues are having to hike up the door price in some cases, ticket prices. And, you know, I'm sure you've covered, or you're aware of the kind of the inflation of ticket prices recently that's impacting a lot on people's choices and how they get to partake in the events and nighttime industry. That's how they're kind of making it up. But no, I mean, there's no guarantee either, even if you open later, that everyone's going to be at the bar till 4, 5, 6 at night. I mean, all we really want here is flexibility. Mm. But in no circumstances should a venue, I mean, this is, we're the only country that do this, that try to rinse this type of money. And it's all been down to this grey area between the pub industry and the nighttime industry, or the nightclub industry, where we were never given a clear distinction in terms of the license that we hold. This nightclub permit, we would prefer it to be a nightclub license or a night venue license. That goes, you know, that's the next step we will be reaching.
Sunil, I'm sorry to interrupt you. We're out of time. We will definitely return to that. I think there's lots
to be said. We need the Justice Department to accelerate the change.
All right, and we will have you back on to discuss that in more detail, most certainly around the time. But thank you very much for joining us this evening. That is Sunil Sharp.